Topic 32. Configuration. When code relies on values that may change after the application has gone live, keep those values external to the app. When your application will run in different environments, and potentially for different customers, keep the environment and customer-specific values outside the app. In this way, you're parameterizing your application. The code adapts to the places it runs. Tip 55. Parameterize your app using external configuration. Common things you will probably want to put in configuration data include credentials for external services, logging levels and destinations, port, IP address, machine, and cluster names the app uses, environment-specific validation parameters, externally set parameters, such as tax rates, site-specific formatting details, license keys. Basically, look for anything that you know will have to change that you can express outside your main body of code and slap it into some configuration bucket. Static configuration. Many frameworks, and quite a few custom applications, keep configuration in either flat files or database tables. If the information is in flat files, the trend is to use some off-the-shelf plain text format. Currently, YAML and JSON are popular for this. Sometimes applications written in scripting languages use special-purpose source code files, dedicated to containing just configuration. If the information is structured, and is likely to be changed by the customer, sales tax rates, for example, it might be better to store it in a database table. And, of course, you can use both, splitting the configuration information according to use. Whatever form you use, the configuration is read into your application as a data structure, normally when the application starts. Commonly, this data structure is made global, the thinking being that this makes it easier for any part of the code to get to the values it holds. We prefer that you don't do that. Instead, wrap the configuration information behind a thin API. This decouples your code from the details of the representation of configuration. Configuration as a service. While static configuration is common, we currently favor a different approach. We still want a configuration data kept external to the application, but rather than in a flat file or database, we'd like to see it stored behind a service API. This has a number of benefits. Multiple applications can share configuration information, with authentication and access control limiting what each can see. Configuration changes can be made globally. The configuration data can be maintained via a specialized UI. The configuration data becomes dynamic. That last point, that configuration should be dynamic, is critical as we move toward highly available applications. The idea that we should have to stop and restart an application to change a single parameter is hopelessly out of touch with modern realities. Using a configuration service, components of the application could register for notifications of updates to parameters they use, and the service could send them messages containing new values if and when they are changed. Whatever form it takes, configuration data drives the runtime behavior of an application. When configuration values change, there's no need to rebuild the code. Don't write dodo code. Without external configuration, your code is not as adaptable or flexible as it could be. Is this a bad thing? Well, out here in the real world, species that don't adapt die. The dodo didn't adapt to the presence of humans and their livestock on the island of Mauritius and quickly became extinct. It was the first documented extinction of a species at the hand of man. Don't let your project, or your career, go the way of the dodo.